from 50 Years of Jazz Guitar, two CD set issued by Sony. Herb Ellis, All Stars, featuring Herb Ellis, and that piece called?
I'm already on the next one, Ron. Herb's here. Yes.
That's when you know who's in charge.
Yes.
When you call the piece here, Herb's here. Yes. Herb Ellis, look at the liner notes here. Born in 1912 from Texas, played by Glenn Gray, Jimmy Dorsey, various jazz at the Philharmonic groups. He swings. The comparison was with Charlie Christian, with blues being his particular forte.
Right.
Carol McKibben.
Yes.
What about the weather? Inquiring minds want to know.
Yes, I know. Still 6 degrees out there, and they still haven't observed the conditions, but maybe we'll take a look out the... We'll have to leave the station and go out the door. Barometric pressure, 101 and rising. Humidity, 94%. Wind coming from the north-northeast at 6. There will be periods of rain, but they will end this morning and then it will clear. Wind coming from the north at 20 and then 40 gusting to 60 this morning. A high this today of just 8. Tonight, clear. Wind coming from the north at 30, gusting to 50, and then light this evening. And low, minus 2. Huh? I might bring the pansies in.
The ones we just paid for.
The ones I just paid for. The ones you
were
just paid for.
Somebody's definitely bringing them in.
Yeah.
I thought they were, you told me they were sturdy.
They are sturdy, and they might be just fine. But
at least they're not on the ground, at least up on the steps.
I might bring them in. Yes, they're up off, they're on the porch instead of on the ground.
Right,
so
704. Yeah. 704, and sports note, Andrew Harris retiring as a Blue Bomber today.
Oh, right.
Yep, we're running about 1 day contract. It's going to be a big hoo-ha tonight at the Met prior to the red carpet premiere of his new documentary.
Oh, right.
Running Back Relentless. So he's going to be spoke with the media on Friday. Indeed, indeed. So what a record, of course. He won 3 rushing titles, Winnipeg. CFL's Most Outstanding Canadian, 2017.
Right.
2019 Grey Cup MVP, top Canadian.
Yeah.
CFL's all-time leading Canadian rusher, one of just 6 players in league history to have eclipsed the 10,000-yard mark as a rusher.
Yeah.
You know where he started? Oak Park.
Right. Well, we had 2 players, at least from Oak Park High School, playing at the same time, Nick Dembski.
Yeah.
And we had, I think, a total of 4 local players playing at the same time for the Bombers.
Something in the water.
Yeah. Maybe.
Could be. Yeah. I see you looking at your screen.
I've got my iPad out and set up because you said we didn't get the newspaper this morning.
Didn't.
But I've got it online here. So I've got the jumble.
Jumble. M-B-L-E-U-J. Jumble. Hey, hey,
hey. Would you like a word?
1 word.
Okay. K-U-F-E-L.
Fluke?
Yes. Which reminds me, you know that little baby whale in a lagoon at the north of Vancouver Island?
And they've been feeding him.
High tide. And he got himself out.
About time.
Yep. But now he's got to find his way to the ocean because he's, I think, on the eastern side of the island.
Oh, no.
So he's got to get around.
If I beached myself on some sidewalk here, would people bring me food?
They might phone an ambulance or 911 or something.
I don't know if I want hospital food. Thank you. 6 minutes after 7.
There's your answer.
Hello, shut-ins, if you're listening.
Right.
I was going to say music just for you, but singing just for you coming up.
Right.
Another one of the songs we're learning to sing in our choir.
Only yes, and this one,
big.
We probably will have at our concert.
So you might want to sing along at home.
Yes.
This is a masked male voice choir. Yep.
Okay.
Hang on to your hats.
All right.
Yeah.
which is our way of saying you've got to get up now and go to work. Pay into the Canada Pension Plan from a cassette. Festival Choir of Masked Male Voices, 1992. Recorded at the Royal Albert Hall.
Ooh.
Saturday, 14th of March, 92. Musical director, Andrew Greenwood. Who was on the organ? Karis Hughes. And inside, there's a map. This concert is a presentation of the Welsh Association of Male Choirs.
Oh, well, of course.
Featuring members from South Wales choirs. And there's a map, and there's a listing of 20 of them. 20 different choirs sprinkled about.
Well, they are known for their choirs, aren't they? When we went to Wales, we saw a poster for a concert that was going to be on, and we thought, oh, wow, a Welsh choir. But it was on while we weren't going to be there, so too bad for us.
Well,
it was like a week later or something.
I borrowed a bicycle.
Yes.
From our friend Janet.
Yes.
And cycled out of London. That was the hairy part.
Yeah.
And ended up, I did go into Wales.
Yes.
So one night, I guess I'd had my supper, and I was just walking along the street, and yeah, there was a Welsh church, a little, well, more like a chapel, of
because
course.
Because it was in Wales.
But it would be a chapel rather than a church. If you
oh,
could
I
read.
See. Right.
Small. And so I went in. This sounds like an old song.
Yeah.
And there was singing. And so I just hummed along with the tunes because
Excellent.
It was in Welsh.
Oh, cool.
It made the hair on the back of your neck stand up.
Wow.
At 10 after 7,
yes,
if that's what you want. Cool. Children's Corner coming up. Before that, our friends in Ireland.
Yes.
I thought, you know, they are always listening and always supporting us. I sent
Wait
them a note
minute.
The other day.
I don't know how Irish this is.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You may, some of you may wish to avert your ears when I say tell you it's Irish, but it's the Nashville Strings playing big harp songs.
Okay.
Thank you.
overlooked. Strangely underappreciated. Exactly. Another charity shop find, Carol, from the MCC.
Okay.
The Nashville Strings play big harp country music. By the way, they do Aura Lee.
Oh.
This as well, which we sing
okay.
as well.
Yes.
So we're talking about the harp, one of the oldest instruments known to man, certainly the oldest stringed instrument in recorded history. Bible refers to a harp played by David to soothe Saul, King Saul. Piece of pottery, ancient Mesopotamia pictures, an earlier version of the instrument dated before 3000 BC. Which reminds me of the book I'm reading next for the Free Press called Silk.
Yes.
We're going way, way back, finding little fragments of silk. Yeah, I always thought it was all China. It's not all China. Of course it wasn't. I should have known better. So yeah. interesting. Stay tuned. Review. Well, it's not due for a while yet. So if you've never, I like this. If you've never heard country music played on the big harp, then yeah, that's most of us. You're in for a treat. Instrument's soothing tones create a relaxing country music listening experience.
So we're calling Danny Boy country music?
I have no idea how that got on here, actually.
Okay.
They do Morning Has Broken, Scarlet Ribbons. Oh, they do When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. I'm not sure if they're smiling now.
Another country
7:15.
All right.
7:15. You know what that means? 7:15. Wake them. Shake them.
Time for the Children's Corner on the Weekend Morning Show.
Frog ran up the path to Toad's house. He knocked on the front door. There was no answer.
Toad! Toad! Shouted Frog. Wake up! It is spring!
Blah! Said a voice from inside the house.
Toad! Toad!
Cried Frog. The sun is shining. The snow is melting. Wake up!
I am not here, said a voice.
Frog walked into the house. It was dark. All the shutters were closed. Toad, where are you? Called Frog.
Go away,
said the voice from a corner of the room. Toad was lying in bed. He had pulled all the covers over his head. Frog pushed Toad out of bed, pushed him out of the house, and onto the front porch. Toad blinked in the bright sun.
Help, said Toad. I cannot see anything.
Don't be silly, said Frog. What you see is the clear, warm light of April, and it means that we can begin a whole new year together, Toad.
Think of it, said Frog.
We will skip through the meadows and run through the woods and
swim
in the river.
Hmm?
In the evenings, we will sit right here on this front porch and 1, 2, 3, count 4, 5, 6, the stars.
You can count them, Frog,
said Toad. I will be too tired. I am going back to bed. Toad went back into the house. He got into the bed and pulled the covers over his head again. But,
Toad, cried Frog, you will miss all the fun.
Listen, Frog, said Toad. How long have I been asleep?
You have been asleep since November, said Frog.
Well then, said Toad, a little more sleep will not hurt me. Come back again and wake me up at about 6:30. Good night, Frog.
But, Toad, said Frog, I will be lonely until then.
Toad did not answer. He had fallen asleep. Frog looked at Toad's calendar. The November page was still on top. Frog tore off the November page. He tore off the December page, and the January page, and the February page, and the March page. He came to the April page. Frog tore off the April page, too. Then Frog ran back to Toad's bed. Toad, Toad, wake up. It is May now.
What? Said Toad. Can it be May so soon?
Yes, said Frog. Look at your calendar.
Toad looked at the calendar. The May page was on top.
Why, it is May,
said Toad as he climbed out of bed. Then he and Frog ran outside to see how the world was looking in the spring.
Toad. Wonderful stories by Arnold Lobel. Cowbell, he said, rhymes with cowbell. Arnold Lobel. Frog and Toad are friends of spring because today's April 27th.
Yes.
Ergo kumquat.
May if is I'd right left around
that,
the corner.
If I'd left that till next Saturday, boys and girls,
it would already,
be,
already
May. Be May.
Yeah.
All right. Carol McKibben, what have you got for the boys and girls?
Well, as I was telling the adults earlier, Earth Day is still being celebrated at the library. We've got all kinds of activities today for children and families. There's family story time for children up to 5 years old, so they need somebody with them, a caregiver of adult stature. That would be at 11 o'clock in the Mona Gray room on the main floor. And there will be crafts also at 11 o'clock, but they go right through until 4 o'clock. So you can have your story and then enjoy some Earth Day crafts. So they will be repurposed flower crafts, and you can color a picture or you can tell staff your favorite thing about spring. And that's in the Children's Services on the main floor of Millennium Library. And also, we know this from the Children's Hospital Book Market and Toy Hospital on TV, Stuffy Hospital.
Oh, yes.
Yep. If you have a stuffed animal, a friend that needs some minor repairs or maybe a little tender loving care, this is for children up to 12 years old. Bring your caregiver with you. It's just a drop-in from 1 until 5, and that's also on the Children's Services on the main floor. So all those, they're all free at the library.
Of course, of course.
Yes.
Well, I was just going to say two things. One, you can get into the library because there's no Jets game today. Secondly,
right.
On the Thursday show, Pages, Radio for Readers, I always take a look at what's on the library. So you should, too, by going to WPL, and after you've gone through everything else, you'll find the Winnipeg Public Library, and then you can look at those dates and see that everything is current. That's the most current information of what's on where, when.
I look the library up so often, I don't have to go through any of that junk anymore. It's at the top.
Jumps right out to you.
Yep.
All right. It is 7:22 and time for the big...
Yes.
The big story that comes from the Whistling Eggman CD.
Right.
This is Al Simmons with the Whistling Eggman.
Okay.
Listen up.
All right.
First heard his whistle on the Chilkoot Trail. He looked so forlorn and impossibly frail, hauling a year's supply of provisions. I tell you, his backpack drew my suspicions. No one discovered from whence he came. None of us ever did ask for his name. After I searched his peculiar pack, we called him the Eggman behind his back. That knapsack never was out of his sight. He held it all day. He hugged it all night. The moon was full. I couldn't sleep. I simply had to take a peek. I let loose the laces. I undid the clasp. My jaw fell open. A stupefied gasp. The egg and declared out loud, Humpty Dumpty would have been proud. I considered the price of a Dawson egg. A dozen could cost you an arm and a leg, but this behemoth was really big stuff, as they say in Paris. Enough is enough. From my mitts to the hard-packed snow. It wobbled, I scrambled, and wouldn't you know, it rolled off the edge of a steep snowy shelf. I'd failed to rescue the darn thing myself.
What would he make of this situation? My fault? No, that's an exaggeration. If he learned I dropped his prize on the ground, I'd be walking on eggshells all the way down. With trembling hands, I rolled a snowball of duplicate weight and size overall. I crammed it inside mere seconds before a snort and a gasp interrupted his snore. We finished the journey with no suspicion. Each day was a warmer weather condition. The Yukon River to Dawson at dawn, he looked in his pack, and his precious was gone. Egg that wobbled and rolled? I believe its story must now be told. The egg had started an avalanche that frightened a raven right off her branch. Raven returned when the rumbling ceased, and she was astonished, to say the least. A monstrous egg now lay in the nest. It looked right at home, snuggled in with the rest. She mothered the spheroid with the whole litter, and hoped the best for the shell-encased critter. But when the brood hatched, it was clearly apparent that Mama Raven wasn't the big one's parent. And sadly, to all the rest of the flock, the new bird became a big laughing stock. Long neck, can't fly, looking absurd, they ostracized the ostrich-sized bird. Such cruel taunts. Her self-esteem wrecked. Can you imagine the cause and effect? In cool marsh lake mud, her two-toed impression marked where she walked the depths of depression. Her fleet feet followed the Yukon downstream, where rapids wrecked rafts and broke golden dreams. And in the sand of Bonanza Creek's bed, she lowered her neck and buried her head. Around the bend of that cold, quiet creek, where Big Bird had gone and buried her beak, with gold pan in hand, the Eggman lurked. Hi-ho, the sourdough whistled and worked. With her fuzzy head buried under the ground, she was shocked to hear a familiar sound. Her sad, sad spirits swiftly regaled. 'Twas breathtaking. Uh-oh, gravel inhaled. She stood there, not breathing, her eyes open wide. He ran up behind her and quickly applied a Heimlich maneuver with a Klondike twist. She coughed a gold nugget the size of your fist. Together they worked the old Eggman's claim. She was more than willing to join in his game. That bird learned quickly, and by early fall, she was coughing up gold with every hairball. Shake a tail feather and rhythmically squawk. Using applause and cheers as a gauge, they were a hit on the palace grand stage. The tap dancer fell for the whistling dude. In no time, a double wedding ensued, 'cause ostrich and peacock were also included. And in a few weeks, an egg was extruded. Soon the shell cracked and out poked a beak. Both Mummy and Daddy said, "This bird's unique. I think we created a brand new breed. It's going to cost us a fortune to feed." His legs grew lanky, his feathers enormous. Fanning his plumage, parading before us, his tail feathers shaded a towering tree. And that's one tall tale. I'm sure you agree.
The title track. Al Simmons in full voice there, with help, because I see Al Simmons and Kathy Nosity did that particular song. The Whistling Eggman, that's from his latest CD, Picture of Al with the big egg on it. You can go to his website, find Al, find the big egg, find the Whistling Eggman.
Yes, he doesn't miss a trick.
No.
And possibly my brother, who I was teaching some funny French on the phone, on the train, would appreciate enough is enough.
Very true. Man should be punished. Very funny. Man should be punished is what it should be. Time, 7:31.
Hi, I'm Laurie Nielsen-Glenn, author of The Old Moon in Her Arms, Women I Have Known and Been. And you are listening to CKUW-FM 95.9, the Saturday Morning Show.
Now, time for our march around the breakfast table. Say, look at the Free Press obits from some time back. This from the Free Press from December 23rd, 2023, for Ernest Mayfield Bradshaw. Very short obit, but I see him in his blazer, and I see he's wearing his service medals his left breast. It is, well, full uniform picture here for Donald Herbert Tulloch, who died December 16, 2023. Joined the Royal Canadian Air Force, 1964. Married the love of his life, Gail, also 64. Served as a pilot for 30 years prior to retiring in 1992. So his military career took him to postings at Chatham, New Brunswick, Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Winnipeg, Manitoba, where he and Gail would retire. Extremely proud of the RCAF, shared his passion for the military and aviation through stories and memories of his service until his last days. And finally, from the Free Press for December 23rd as well, Harold M. Black passed away at the age of 100. After high school, at the age of 16, Harold moved to Toronto to begin his studies in the School of Optometry, but in 1942, he left his studies to enlist in the Royal Canadian Air Force during the Second World War. Trained as a pilot, CFB Trenton, Ontario. Character-building qualities instilled in him during his military training stayed with him throughout his lifetime. Came back to Winnipeg after his service. Gentlemen, we thank you for your service. This morning, though, something different from Corleone.
Rage shall not reign.
Corleone, the choir from BC, from their CD Songs of War and Peace at 7:35. Last reference, I think, then to the Children's Hospital Book Market. It's on today, day two. It's right 10 till 5 at the St. Vitale Center.
Yes.
I'm looking at the map. When you walk in the door there, find a spot and grab a map, because then it shows you by color coding what's where.
The maps are generally at each cash desk.
Yep. And the cash desk you can see by a post or something, a pillar sticking up above the thundering herds.
Yeah.
So, and include, well, you name it, it's here. How did you make out yesterday with the sewing books and the like, knitting?
Well, there weren't very many knitting books, and but I could see they couldn't cover everything with the blue sheets, and there were two tatting books on top that whoever was putting them out thought, well, there's only two, so I'll just take them out of the box and put them flat on the table. And so I thought, oh, that's great. There's a beginning tatting book, and we have a friend who's interested in taking up tatting.
Okay.
Excellent. So then people started gathering around, and a woman said, I see that tatting book. I'm really interested in that. And I'm like, ooh, I got to be fast. But she was standing a little ways away.
Well, I see. You snooze,
well,
you lose.
What? Well,
no.
No.
What?
Because somebody else grabbed it for her and handed it off to her. Somebody was standing.
So you have to travel with a friend, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I did see, speaking of Roundup, the usual suspects, I did see Murray Evans from
I saw him.
From Michael's Emporium.
Yep.
Buying for, of course, he's up at near Writing Mountain. On and all, is
yep,
it not?
Yes, on and all.
Yep.
I saw a young woman from Bison Books.
There you go. Bison Books there, too.
Yep.
Right. Well, I was going to say, you mentioned music. I did see some, maybe it was music to scores and what have you.
Yes.
Because you also told me they're going to do something else.
They're going to do nothing but music in June. So I don't know how big that will be.
So you want to get on their mailing list is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Children's Hospital Book Market. Look it up because it also tells you what they accept and what they don't accept.
Yes.
Thank you. We don't need any Reader's Digest condensed books or textbooks that are 5 years old.
Or so encyclopedia sets.
What I did find was P.D. James' little book about talking about detective fiction.
Oh, nice.
And Robert, The Enthusiasms of Robertson Davies. And Devil May Care, which was a James Bond novel by Sebastian Foulkes.
Ah.
Writing as Ian Fleming. But my treasure was the John le Carré omnibus, which has in it, you can tell right away by the yellow jacket.
It was just tiny, though.
Call for the Dead and Murder of Quality.
Right.
And so I looked this up on Abe. And so pretty much everything I bought was $1.50 or $2, and they don't go much over $5, pretty much most things, but we get all the big art books or something else. But it's definitely worth a visit, yes.
Yes.
That's today.
I don't pay a lot of attention to Abe.
St. Vitale Center.
Right.
Meanwhile.
Yes.
They just got thumped yesterday.
Yes.
So we're down to the short strokes now.
Yep.
Probably up to Mr. Hellebuck, I think.
His father was Ukrainian. He was born Canadian. 1929 now, boys, under Manitoba skies. Hit the ice at the age of 12. The first of a thousand scars he'd have. Lost a brother to a mystery pain. So he brought home the bruises then. And he never rode a train before. Conscious of the clothes he wore. A hockey jacket and his brother's pants. And $10 pressed in his hands. On the heart of Michigan. Leave Winnipeg in the wind. With the Red Wings on the losing end. It was Terry changed everything. Oh, the air is stale. The ice is slick. So you try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Terry turned them all back. Wave upon wave they'd attack. Foil the rocket and frustrate Hull. take it on the chest or in the skull. Cheat the Hawks on the Maple Leafs. Leave the Habs in disbelief. And send New York whimpering. And break Boston's heart again. And scar piles up on scar. Like he was in his own world war. It would hurt just to look at him. Like the gangster in the Howard Hawks film. And then the mask that would hide his face. Machine gun in a violin case. Take your best shot, let it come. Cause the sweater reads number one. Until finally the puck feels like a brick. So you try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry Sawchuk done that. Only Terry Sawchuk ever done that. Only Terry Sawchuk done that. Only Terry Sawchuk ever done that. Years in the Stanley Cup. The crowd's wild as they lift him up. But when you win, they stand and cheer. When you lose, they hiss and jeer. The hometown crowd got no respect. You give your all, this is what you get. So be careful of what you wish. Your sudden death got a bitter kiss. And a hostile crowd cut you to the quick. So you try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry Sawchuk done that. Only Terry Sawchuk ever done that. The axe falls with the Boston trade. The top of a downhill grade. Olympia in slow decline. Or something darker biding time. He carried all that load. He was the darkest horse they ever rode. An ancient game with ancient laws. He was the best that there ever was. And the rest was a bad dream. Shuffling from team to team. But he was done, it was all in ruin. Retired warrior at 41. Ballet and murder in time and space. 400 stitches to his face. About a week after his last game, and Terry Sawchuk's heart caves in. But he hears his brother's voice as he lays awake. Try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry Sawchuk done that. Only Terry Sawchuk ever done that. Only Terry Sawchuk done that. Only Terry Sawchuk ever done that. Only Terry Sawchuk done that. Terry Sawchuk ever done that?
Ron Hynes from his CD, the late Ron Hynes. Stealing genius. Well, we're going to have to steal a game, Carol, is what I think is going to have to happen.
Uh-huh.
As the Jets down to the finals, can't afford to lose another game. It's
Colorado Avalanche. Yeah, with the two best goalies.
Got beat last night.
Yep,
6-2.
Badly.
7:43. Did like the horns on that as well, which reminds
yes,
me of Winnipeg yes. International Jazz Festival.
Yes, coming up.
I tore this out of the paper, so I'm thinking it probably starts on the 14th. Tickets at jazzwinnipeg.com.
14th of June. Yeah.
So I'm looking, for example, June the 17th, Jazz Winnipeg salutes Astrid Gilberto.
Oh.
Nova Brazil Collective and the Sadler Sisters. 7 o'clock, 9:30, Fort Garry Hotel. June the 18th, Jazz Winnipeg salutes Burt Bacharach with Jennifer Hansen.
Oh.
7 p.m., 9:30, Fort Garry Hotel. Jennifer Hansen. Did I mention?
Yeah.
Jennifer Hansen.
Yesterday, my friend Lucretia came around to visit. I said to Lucy, where is my man gone? Lucy said to me, he isn't yours any longer. I asked her to ask you, won't you please come round? me. Honey, won't you please come home? Tell me, dear, what I've done wrong. I love you, you know it's true. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. So, honey, won't you please come home? Listen to me sing this song. Oh, honey, won't you please come? Honey, won't you please come? Honey, won't you please come home? Though I really didn't need you, I tried to make it with the boys in town. My heart wasn't in it, for you've stolen it completely. Can't live without you now, you really must believe me. Honey, won't you please come home? Tell me, dear, what I've done wrong. Isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. So, honey, won't you please come home? Listen to me sing this song. Oh, honey, won't you please come? I'm begging on my knees, please. Honey, won't you please come home?
From her CD, How the Night People Pray.
That was very nice.
And, she can belt them out too, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We see her at the Bo Bomber game.
Yes.
In between, yeah. So that's Jennifer Hansen, June 18th, part of the Jazz Festival, Jazz Winnipeg, saluting Burt Bacharach. 7 p.m., 9:30, Fort Garry Hotel. June 19th, Jazz Winnipeg salutes Tony Bennett. June 20th, Preservation Hall Jazz Band.
Wow.
As well, yes.
This was
from the paper the other day, but look it up. Winnipeg Jazz Festival, International Jazz Festival. Tickets at jazzwinnipeg.com
right.
At 7:47. Today, a Reader's Book of Days. Do we have another jumble, by the way?
Certainly.
If today is April the 27th, and it is, on this day in 1948, Gore Vidal reminded Christopher Isherwood, whom he had just met in Paris, of a teddy bear, sometimes of a duck. He also seemed a pretty shrewd operator. How about this? 1934. Unable to interest New York publishers in his proposal for a new bird guide, 24-year-old naturalist and painter Roger Torrey Peterson discovered that the head of the Massachusetts Audubon Society, Francis Allen, was also a senior editor at the Boston House of Houghton Mifflin. So Allen was immediately interested, but, as Peterson told it, tested Peterson's illustration by asking a Harvard ornithologist to identify the pictured birds from the other end of a long conference table. Paintings passed the tests, and Peterson's Field Guide to the Birds was published on this day in the following year. First printing of 2,000 copies sold out in a week.
Wow.
By Peterson's death in 1966, he had sold over 7 million bird guides.
Peterson's, that's a guide we had at home when we were kids.
Right, you are. Born on this day in 1759, Mary Wollstonecraft.
Oh, right.
Also, 1898, Ludwig Bemelmans, author of?
He's got to be Babar.
Oh, no, Madeline.
Who?
Madeline.
Oh, Madeline.
Yes, right.
Madeline.
And died on this day in 1882, Ralph Waldo Emerson and Hart Crane in 1932 at 7:49.
I wasn't really paying attention.
You were
going
to the jumble, aren't you?
Yes.
What have you got?
H-E-C-R-E.
Cheer?
Yes.
Rah.
Done.
Rah. You're going to be cheering when I tell you that Lighthouse is coming, bringing Sunny Days to Casino. Right. That's a Club Region event at Center. Going to turn the clock back 50 years, August 14th. Wheel them out, boys. They've got their walkers now, so they should be here in time. August 14th, they're Zimmer frames. So the 1970s band Lighthouse is going to take the stage at the Transcona Casino. Well, we've got to play this.
Yeah, of course.
outside and feel the sunshine, then I know I'll realize that as long as you love me, girl, we'll fly.
Coming to the Club Region Casino. That'll be August the 14th. Tickets now. One fine day. Carol McKibben, what kind of a fine day are we having?
Well, not that fine, but it's currently 6 degrees. Barometric pressure 101 and rising. Humidity 94%. Unlike Thursday, it was 47% humidity on Thursday. Yeah. Wind coming from the north-northeast at 6. And I had a look outside a few minutes ago, Ron, and you'll be happy to know the escalator is running, and there's puddles, but no falling rain.
Right, you are.
Right now. Okay, yes. So there will be periods of rain ending this morning. It's possible they've already ended. And then it's going to clear. Wind coming from the north at 20, increasing to 40, gusting to 60 this morning. A high today of just 8. Tonight, clear. Wind coming from the north at 30, gusting to 50. And then light this evening. A low tonight of minus 2.
Aye.
Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Wind coming from the east at 20, gusting to 40 in the morning. And a high tomorrow of 11. So that's a bit better.
A bit better, yep. Right, you are.
And the sunrise this morning, 6:11. We're getting closer and closer.
7:56 at the moment. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol McKibben.
We are the Saturday Morning Show. We're back next Saturday morning, 6 until 8. Don't forget Pages, Radio for Readers.
Yep.
Heard here Thursdays, 5 to 5:30. Up next, it will be Green Planet Monitor.
Yes.
And then following that, Mud Puddle Radio.
Right.
And by the way, I want to tell you.
Yes.
That the Costume Museum of Canada Historic Fashion Review on at the Norwood Hotel Sunday at 2.
Right.
You want to have a look back? Yes. I'm looking at the picture here. Yes. Downton Abbey for you. This was in Thursday's Free Press. Headline, Stepping Back in Style.
Mm.
So their collection there is 35,000 items. So we'll have to see what they're able to pull out. And it's a fashion show is the feeling I get from the article. Once again, they'll be modeling the clothing. Norwood Hotel, 120 Marion Street, Sunday at 2. Tickets are $20 at Eventbrite. That's Costume Museum of Canada Historic Fashion Review.
Wow.
Now, I've got a little classical music to take us out. Reminds
sure.
me,
okay.
Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. Classical music here.
Yes.
John Iverson on CKUW-FM 95.9.
Right.
Leave you with this. 1749, yes. First performance of Handel's Music for the Royal Fireworks.
Oh, nice.
Light that fuse.